Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. We were in the threes and then the twos and then the threes and the twos and the threes and the twos.
All right, who screwed up this time?
And the fours and
who
threes
did
and
it?
Twos.
I want to see names, numbers, addresses.
And then the fives and then the five again.
Huh.
They're saying it's that stupid variant.
Oh, right.
Go away, variant.
And social gatherings.
See people, and we're not there yet.
I'm not blaming the people on this one.
All right, then variant, get out of here. How's that? You're drunk.
Not for Connecticut. Maybe in Florida or some of these other states where they're like, yippee-yi-yo.
Right.
Ta-yay.
Here's a quote from an infectious disease doctor in Connecticut. Quote, if we were all masking and social distancing, our rates wouldn't be where they are right now.
Wow.
The quote should be, if the CDC didn't change their information every other day for the last year and wait 4 months to think of masks, we'd be in better shape today.
That's a better quote.
Yeah, there's that.
4 months.
Four.
And now it's our fault.
Of course it is. Damn you, people.
I'm sorry. Over the weekend, I saw a story saying, hey, the CDC says if everyone in your family's been vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks.
Right.
At your Easter gathering.
No, go ahead. Have your bunny.
Okay, but now it's our fault?
Exactly. It was one of the eggs.
Is 5% too high?
I mean, it's better than 10%, obviously.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Thank you. Right, here we go.
Hold on.
This is going to be a T-shirt.
Hold on.
Got to check this out.
I'm no mathematician, but I need a calculator for this one. 5% is better. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I thought long and hard.
Would you get on an airplane if the positivity rate's 5%?
If I'm wearing a mask, yes.
I agree with AJ.
Hmm. Yeah, you get the N95, right? You wear the best mask.
Yep.
Or double if you have to.
Right.
Or a plastic bag over my head.
Right. With a zip tie.
Poke holes, AJ. Poke holes.
Wow, AJ went right to sleep.
You know, that might work for him. He hates flying.
How many flights do you think he'd do through the country before someone said, you know, that guy's been on every flight?
He kind of stinks.
We keep throwing peanuts at him. He doesn't even try to catch him.
Look at all the nuts he's not eating. I should give him pretzels now. So.
That's right. It's pretzels. You're right.
Right.
March 30th, it was 5.26%. Tuesday, April 6th, Tuesday, it was 5%.
Huh.
So we're in the fives.
Okay.
All right. What's this stupid variant?
Who brought it in here?
I don't know
what this variant person is, but I gotta go.
Yeah, can we get Dr. Fauci on the phone?
Fauci?
Yeah.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. Hello, Dr. Fauci.
Hey, Dr. Fauci, how are you?
Hey, Chaz, how are you? Good to talk to you.
We're gonna do a round of Ask Dr. Fauci. If you've ever had any questions for our disease expert.
That's me, the grand poobah. Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead,
the guy who's
Fauci.
Been really the face of the science of the coronavirus.
Not just the face. Folks said I was sexy. Remember back earlier said I was sexy?
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I find it kind of funny myself.
All right, so what are people asking you the most?
They're asking me, first of all, should I be wearing a mask? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Year ago, though, you said we didn't need masks.
Yeah, but a year ago, I also liked to eat hot dogs. I don't like them anymore, so we're good.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you change your
people
opinion.
Change, exactly.
People
and I realized when I was alone in the car without a mask and I burped, it was a bad scene.
That's right.
It really was.
Okay.
You ever burp having a hot dog while wearing a mask? It's horrible. My gosh, like a cloud of death.
It's one of the things I've learned during this pandemic that my breath isn't always great.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes it's not very minty smooth as it should be.
It's not
minty
as good
smooth.
As I thought.
Yeah, but it smelled like farts one time.
Minty smooth.
Not minty fresh, minty smooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Hey, I'm Fauci over here. Shut up.
Is that a flavor for a gum?
It
minty
is now.
Smooth.
Minty smooth, yeah. All right. Fauci talk.
We're getting calls now coming in for Dr. Fauci.
All right, bring
1-877-764-2535. Johnny A.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Hey.
Johnny A.
Johnny A, I've heard good things about you.
Well, I've been waiting for you to come on because I have a bunch of questions. A lot of people want to know.
Okay.
In my end of the state. And along the lines of masks,
right.
Actually, how many masks should we be wearing? How many?
How many should we wear? Well, it all depends. I mean, I recommended two, actually. You know, one that covers your breath and then one that covers the COVID. But, you know, sometimes maybe three or four wouldn't be a bad idea.
Are you saying Johnny A's breath is bad?
No, I'm just saying anyone in
general.
We
all have bad breath.
Anyone, yeah, well, okay. Like, everyone. You know, trust me. Some of you out there need a stick of gum big time. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no. So I would say.
That's why I eat Skittles. If you put Skittles in there, it's really, really good.
Oh, I'm trying that.
Oh my
God. You can so taste the rainbow. It's amazing.
And this whole time I've been putting carrot cake in there.
I love it. Oh, you know what? Carrot cake's got the dairy and it makes you stink after a while. Yeah, carrot cake's not a good idea.
Okay.
No, not carrot cake.
All right. Now I have a couple more. Actually, do you approve of in-person learning at our schools? Just once and for all, tell us what we should do there.
In-person learning, one-on-one, mano-a-mano. Do I approve of it? To be honest with you,
wait.
No.
Wait, wouldn't that be one-on-one if...
Yeah, in person, one-on-one, you know.
In person's not one-on-one.
Well, you know.
In person is you're in class with a bunch of kids.
Exactly, but each
child... Do you know what in person means?
Each child is an individual, okay?
You're a scientist.
I know, but each child is an individual.
Okay.
No child left behind.
All right, so it's okay. So money. Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Dr. Fauci, you're the scientist. Scientate.
But to answer your question, I'm going to go with C.
See what?
That
was choice.
It wasn't multiple choice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is why I love Dr. Fauci. I love Dr. Fauci.
I was multitasking over here. I was actually answering a questionnaire. Yes, I totally approve of all the kids back in the classroom. Yes.
Okay, now this question is very, very important. After you use the restroom in your own house,
okay,
standing included,
right,
do you wash your hands?
You always wash your hands. Always wash your hands because sometimes, you know, you get a little something dribble on your fingers and you don't want to have that.
So not for COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, just for the dribble.
Oh, God, the dribble.
What are you drooling while you're going to the bathroom?
Not dribble from your mouth, you mutts. I mean,
maybe this is why you don't like hot dogs anymore, because...
Well, you know, no, sometimes you shake it, and all of a sudden you have an errant toss. Exactly.
Right,
it lands on your back of your thumb. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. Or sometimes you're using toilet paper, and the toilet paper stops, your hand keeps going.
Okay.
That's the worst. Try having some taco chips after that one.
What song
do
you sing?
Taco chips.
Yeah, well, you know, finger food in general. And next thing you know, you're like, something's
I have a bad visual.
Oh my God, my brain and my eyes.
No, because, well, your brain and your eyes hurt me too. Anyway, I'm talking about, like, say you have some salsa and chips, and, like, you know, you're reaching over, and then when you bring the chip to your mouth, you say, you know, something smells kind of funny.
So
here.
Tortilla chips. What are taco chips?
Wait.
What the hell is a
goose
boy?
Are you basically saying you sniff your fingers after you go number two?
Well, you have to, yeah. You have to. You have to make sure. I'm wearing a mask while it's happening, for Christ's sake. You know, you people are strange. This is why I don't hang out with you people anymore. All right.
So I have one more. One more question.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people wanted to know this, but I never had the answer to it. So I'm going to ask you personally.
Have
you ever kissed Deborah Birks during the pandemic?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Mind or reality?
No, reality. Actually, my a lot of times she was asleep.
That's called assault.
Oh my God.
No, I thought she was dead, so I was trying to give her mouth to mouth.
With your tongue?
Okay.
Well, you know, whatever it took.
Just put your fingers in front of her nose. She'll wake right up.
I had some taco chips. Does my finger smell funny to you?
Taco chips?
All right, Johnny.
Is that Goose Boy?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Fauci. I'm well informed now.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, I appreciate it. Do my roof.
Dr. Fauci, what's the official name of the double mutant variant?
I call him Ed.
Ed?
Oh, I thought there was like B1117 or something like that. No.
Let's face it. Everybody has that one friend named Ed you don't like to see. I call it Ed.
Mm. A year ago, you said we didn't need masks.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So you changed your mind?
I did, yes.
Will you be changing it back anytime soon?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to change my mind. I'll think about it. If I change my mind, I'll change my mind. How's that? Does that work for you?
All right.
Cool.
If I touch the handle of a public restroom door and then pick my nose, is that a problem?
Not for me. Yes. Now go for it.
It's also a problem if you do the opposite. Pick your nose, then touch a
By the way, if you see bird crap in your car, lick it off, why don't you?
And if you just pick your nose, that's also a problem.
Exactly right, especially your fingernails, for Christ's sake.
Dr. Fauci, should you be attempting to unlock your cell phone with your tongue?
Absolutely not. Unless you're Ashley, in which case you do it all the time. These things happen.
Dr. Fauci, what would cause a swollen nut?
A swollen nut. What would cause a swollen nut? I would say three other nuts. It's all stress related.
Subtle.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
What is the official medical term for that?
I call it Phil. And basically, it's a pain in the balls.
All right. Describe a typical day for you, then we'll go.
A typical day for me. Well, I get up early. I go to the bathroom and make sure I wash my hands.
Smell your fingers.
Well, no, I have
a taco chip.
Taco chips, exactly.
Just one.
Then, of course, I put on a very fancy suit. I get my BMW, go to work. And then, for the most part, I just kind of hang out in the office.
I heard you ride your bike to work.
Answer questions. I used to ride my bike, but then, it looks stupid in a suit. You know, I don't like that look anymore. So I take the BMW.
You don't like the look of a suit anymore?
No.
On a bicycle.
On a bicycle, yeah, you look kind of stupid. Like, you got 120 DOEs, that type of thing, yeah.
You do see someone on a bicycle wearing a suit, isn't that what you think?
Exactly.
Oh, they lost their license.
Exactly right. Yeah. They did something stupid, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
It was wonderful to be with you.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, what was it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what was it?
Shut up.
Eat your taco chips.
Well, by the way, also, if you get a chance to stop at a Goose Boy, go for it. And they fly off roofs very well.
Governor Lamont's recreational marijuana bill passes the Judiciary Committee.
Judiciary system.
So what does that mean for us? Hello?
Joel, a chance now?
Will Connecticut have recreational weed that we won't have to hide?
Huh?
Joel, a chance, the weed guy.
Good morning, gentlemen and lady. How are you?
Good morning,
my God,
sir.
Are you holding in a hit right now?
Hello.
I would.
No. I am perfectly straight and normal right now.
Your voice is so deep.
Straight and normal. Okay.
Yes.
What do you think? What does this mean for us?
I think it's a huge improvement, and I believe we have a really good shot with this bill. I mean, it still has a couple steps to go through, and I'm sure there will be a few more changes. It has to go through another committee, at least the finance committee, and then maybe a couple
more.
Is there
anything in this that you think the governor will say, not on my watch?
No. I think the governor was involved and he approved everything that they put in. They did a lot of changes to the equity part that were more in line with that other bill, the 63-77.
The equity part is preventing the state from becoming four or five people who make all the money on it, right?
Right. Okay. It's spreading the wealth out to the people who've been adversely affected by the war on drugs and communities that really need the money and need the aid. So they gave 55% of the revenue is going to go to those communities after 2 years. The first 2 years, the general fund is going to get the money. They also are allowing 40% of the applicants to be equity applicants, which is very good.
Let's see 2 years in the next budget cycle.
Right.
If those communities get that 55%, because it's going to be like, oh, the general fund.
30% sounds good, right? You know, 25%.
Guys, City, Bridgeport, New Haven, sorry.
Yeah, 10% is still more than what you had earlier.
Yeah, they do a great job of doing the shell game.
They're going to wad out.
Whatever. They got to do it now, right, with New York and Massachusetts?
They're going to bog the funds.
They have to do it. One thing they did not give the home grow, they gave home grow to medical patients. So medical patients will be able to grow their own.
But that cracks the door.
That does crack the door.
Yeah. It's a great compromise.
You're a cracker?
Yeah, it's a good start. I mean, I'd like to see them give it to the recreational. I would even be happy with what they did in New York and delay it. But we'll see. Like I said, it's still got a couple more committees to go through. But this is a huge step forward, Chaz. We're very happy.
So when you heard this, what did you do? Did you pull a joint out of your pocket and like light it up?
Yeah, of course.
Joints for the judiciary.
Yeah.
Oh, we got our 420 party already planned. Nice. We're doing a big rally.
Oh, that's right.
It's
420.
A big
420's coming up.
Yes. What?
Do you think that it will make its way through and get signed? Wouldn't that be something if it got signed on 420?
It'd be a very smoky day.
Get the governor on the phone.
Chomp, chomp.
Sign that executive order.
And get Doritos.
Yeah, I do believe it's got a much, much better chance of passing now. I'm very happy about it.
Great.
I still know they're going to tweak it a little.
Yeah. Couple more hurdles. How long do you think they'll take?
Well, you know, it's usually it'll probably be another month. I would say we're in April now.
We're not looking at 420.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
we
could have legal sales, like I said, as of the beginning of next year.
I don't like smoking anymore. I stopped when young Chaz was like 2.
Right.
I used to go out into the garage. I'd come back, sit down and watch TV, watch The Lion King with him, and then he looked at me in the eye, and he was like, He didn't say anything. Like,
you're not paranoid
at all. I can tell there's something different.
Something's off.
Or you're just paranoid. Something's different about you.
Does Dad know the controller's unplugged?
I can't believe he hasn't fed me yet. He's eaten all of my food.
He ate all my snacks.
I had Cheerios over here, and he ate all of them.
The movie's on pause for the last hour,
right?
But he keeps laughing.
Right. I don't know why he's singing along.
Yeah, that's what I knew. I was like, all right, I got to stop.
When was In the God of the Field?
I tried it here and
there. Well, you know.
But
the largest growing demographic is us, the boomers.
Yeah.
So,
Generation X.
Oh, my God. You only need one hit now. It's crazy.
Yeah. And there's other ways to do it now. You can do edibles. Yeah. You can, there's a million ways.
I don't trust any of that.
Well, if you were buying them at a dispensary, they would
be tested. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, they would be tested and all
when
that.
When someone hands me a homemade one, I'm like, oh, thank you very much. Yeah. And,
I don't be naked in the parking lot again.
Because they're all different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You never know what potency you're going to get.
When someone hands you something and says, don't eat all of this at once, I'm like, I'm not going to eat any of it.
Right.
I don't want that. Well, let's hope everything works out.
I think I'm different. Next thing you know, you're
I have no plans
ornaments.
For the next 12 hours, so right. Why not do this?
Right.
Okay, apparently I tried to run through that wall again.
Well, that's what is kind of nice about the legal market and even the medical market. You know exactly what you're getting, and you know how high it's going to get you because the milligrams are right there.
Mm.
I mean, I think this is going to open the doors for guys like you who have stopped for a long time and maybe say, well,
can really use
maybe if it's tested and it's safe, I should maybe give it a try.
I'll go through phases. So
plus,
if I don't do it for a few years, right. I'll take a couple hits and just laugh hysterically. And
right.
It's the most fun.
It is.
But then I'll try it again like a week later. Let me just take a hit.
Uh-huh.
Paranoid. Let me go hide in the bedroom.
The cat is staring at me.
Catechus is staring at me.
Catechus.
Right.
Sparta.
I'm taking my snacks and I'm hiding.
The people on the TV know I'm stoned. I must turn the TV off. Oh, I get too paranoid.
Don't look at me, scream people.
And then I'm uncomfortable. I'm
you probably had two different types of weed.
Oh.
And or was
wait, there's
the
one
bag?
Labeled like this will make you freak out.
There's happy and there's paranoid.
Paranoid, yes.
There is. There's
give me a peck
kinds.
Of paranoid, please.
Nobody orders that.
I'm a little too calm.
Yeah.
I want to freak out.
Sativa.
The sativa type. Tends to make you more hyper and more up, and some people do get paranoid from it.
It's a whole
but
deal.
The indica type is the one that makes you laugh and kind of be more sedated.
Watch what are those guys called? They're the wine experts. They have to go to college to get it.
Sommelier.
Yes.
Oh, sommelier. Yes, yes.
Is
yes.
there that for weed yet?
What?
There will be.
Do we have it? There will be a name for it.
Semi-hay.
Aren't you doing courses about this?
I'm a semi-hay, man.
I'm not doing them
semi-hay.
Anymore.
I'm a semi-hay, man.
That's good.
I mean, UConn's doing them now. UConn has a whole course now that they're teaching growing and the business part and everything. So
it's a tremendous amount of money.
Tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
No, kids are going into this. Good for them.
Yeah.
This is one to
well,
get in.
It's a whole nother career now. It's a whole nother career that avenue the kids can go into. And nice. Investors, I mean, you know, right. It's going to be huge.
Weedco.
All right. Well, there's a pack of Paranoid. You know, there's a pack of Calm. There's a pack. There's a laughing pack.
Right. You want Indica.
But see, that's the good thing. You can go to the
give me the giggle pack.
You can say, right.
Giggle pack is one of makes
I don't
you
want
all paranoid.
I just want to giggle. I just want to.
Giggle pack right. makes you all, yeah.
And then they'll say, okay, try this. Right. You know, and it's only 10 milligrams.
You watch a NASCAR race. Cars going around in circles.
And they may do the THC limit, Jazz. So then the stuff you get in the dispensaries will have a limit on how potent.
I like the smell of it, though. Doesn't it smell so great?
It does smell good.
The best.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Like, where's the Yankee Candle weed?
They should open that department.
Hello?
There is a business there for you, right there. I better start thinking about that, because you can extract those different scents and put them in candles. How cool would that be?
A friend of mine, I won't say his name, but he doesn't drink. So when he's around us, he has to do something.
Oh, yeah, I would.
He can't be
right.
around us.
Oh, hell no.
Sober.
Yep.
So he'll leave. Like, you know, it's like, where'd he go? Anyone see? And then he come. I don't even see him back in. I'd smell.
You smell him first.
Like, ah. Yeah, he's
you're
back.
Outside. You're outside. Okay. You're outside. Yeah.
It's just the best smell.
Oh, my God. There was a car going down Route 8 yesterday that was blazing.
Oh, that's, and it's the best smell.
It went into really my is. Vents of my truck. I'm like, woo!
Woo! And you're going down Route 8. That's a heavy smell. If it
damn straight.
It's mixing with a lot of air.
Uh-huh.
Still smell it.
Oh, my God. It was thick.
Hey, if you could smell it through that Route 8 scent, it was strong.
Oh, yeah, it was strong. It was strong. It was in my truck for a good 10 minutes.
I was at an event and someone handed me some. They didn't know I didn't smoke.
Right.
They handed me a little gift pack of weed. It was like a little cellophane from a wrapper around
yeah,
the cigarette
really
pack.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
And it was a beautiful bud.
Yeah.
And handed it to me. I'm not going to say no thanks. I said, all right, well, I know someone I could give it to. I said, oh, thank you very much. So I put it in my pocket. And then I'm like, well, I don't want this in my pocket right now. So I put it in my glove compartment.
Oh.
I forgot it was in my glove compartment.
Oops.
3 hours later, it's time for a family trip. Uh-huh. Young Chaz gets in. I don't even know he knows about weed at this point. Gets in the car, he's like, wow. Like, what? He's like, that weed smells great.
Well,
hey,
son,
what do you know about weed?
Well, son, here's your gift.
Yeah. Now I know who to give this to.
Bam. Reach in there.
All right. I got to go. So, looks good for the recreational marijuana bill.
Yep.
Should be about a month. So, 4 weeks from now, we can see the historic event, which, by the way, when the governor signs this, and if he does the thing with like 60 different pens and everyone's getting handed a pen, you should be there and you should get one of those pens because you've been fighting for this.
That's a good
ever since
idea.
I met you.
It's
right.
true, yeah.
Yeah.
And you, the golden shovel.
You deserve one of those pens.
And the golden clip.
That's a good idea. I like that idea. Frame that thing.
Yes.
Hand
yeah.
him a joint in exchange
nice.
For it.
Nice.
Yeah. Frame it. I think you get that pen and you got to make it into some kind of smoking device. That's what
oh,
you got to
yeah.
do.
That's
with
right.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
even better.
It's a bong, yeah.
Well, no.
It's not a smoking device. It's like a joint holder.
This is I love it.
Like yeah. a one hitter.
Right, one hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, one hitter. Perfect.
You are stoned.
All right, I will do that. I will be at that sign.
It's just Joe's permanent state.
Yeah. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God on the show. Any concert news, Jimmy?
Well, I think it's getting more positive as we get closer, but no definitive news. I do have a call tomorrow with the governor's office to talk to him about, you know, opening, and I'm hopeful he'll give me some further guidance. But if I had a guess, I would think we'll be fine in July, but I really don't know yet. So
okay.
We'll wait and see. But we're starting to book more shows. We're booking shows in September and October and even August, and we're now talking about putting on sale shows this month.
Nice.
And so hopefully within a couple of days, we'll have our first show we'll put on sale this month for the summertime. So that's really good news.
That's great news.
That's fantastic
news. And that'll be a great test to put a show on and see what happens.
Right.
Yes, and I will talk to the governor's office tomorrow about how I'm going to put the show on sale, because I want to put the show on sale at full capacity. We'll see how he feels about that.
Yeah, you're a full capacity person.
I am totally a full guy. I think that's the way concerts are made to be had.
And, you know, Jimmy, I have an idea. How about if you and the governor do your phone call on the air?
Nice.
Well, that's up to the governor, not up to me.
Gotcha.
Well, that's
I'm always happy to do that.
That's all great news. So you have, how many shows would you say are booked in Connecticut right now on the books?
For the summertime, including the shows that were on sale last year that we pushed to this year?
Yes.
I'd say 20.
20?
That's great.
Nice. Nice round number.
That's great.
Yep, yep. No, I'm hopeful it'll be a busy summer.
And are there some big acts? There's always a big act or two, and I don't mean Def Leppard and Motley Crue, but are there some big acts that Live Nation and you are very excited about?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and hopefully we'll start announcing them this month.
Awesome.
Great. Now, will any of those big shows that you're excited about, Live Nation is excited about, be stopping in Connecticut?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of yeses here. I love it.
Yes, I actually had to respond to an artist last night about getting permission to go on sale at full capacity and what would be the governor's reaction to it. And that will be a question I'll be asking the governor's office tomorrow.
Wow.
Is it yes? Sorry.
No, it's not yes.
Yeah, what's the band? Yes.
Yes.
I love yes, but it's not yes.
Okay, just checking.
This is very exciting.
Tell him to go look for some audio or something, okay? Oh, that was AJ. I'm sorry. It wasn't Phil. Okay.
Just me.
So you find that I'm trying to play like a game here. Just asking questions.
It's not going to work. It's I'm not getting in trouble. The last thing I need to hear is have this band say, oh, by the way, you opened your mouth on PLR on the Fox and it wasn't time yet.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
And how many concert venues would you say in the Northeast have, you know, said, all right, we're ready, like different states to do what you said? Like these bands need multiple places to go. They're not going to come here to Connecticut just to play and then
Well, right now only one state has actually talked about going full scale with no capacity limit, but that state's Vermont.
Oh,
We have no venues in Vermont.
They're playing cheese, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks, Vermont.
Right.
So, but, you know, somebody needs to push the envelope a little, and Vermont seems to have done that. So fingers are crossed.
Right. How's Massachusetts doing? Because Boston's a giant market.
Yeah, Massachusetts, Connecticut's doing the best.
Really?
Yeah, Connecticut's doing the best. There's no doubt about it. Connecticut's doing the best. I'm in charge of lobbying Connecticut and New York, and I have to tell you, the governor of Connecticut is easily the most flexible of all.
And, you know, there's this number that's floating out there this week, 5% positivity rate, and we were in the twos and threes. We were doing the math on this, and a tribe member pointed it out, that we're doing less testing now that we're up the vaccinations, so that's going to affect the test number. But also, who's going to get tested?
Right.
The folks who think they have it. So is 5% a real number?
I don't know. It's math, so.
You know?
No, I agree with what your listener said. It's 5% of the unvaccinated people. If you started to test the people that are vaccinated, it'd be way less. And look, right. I have an argument that I'll use tomorrow, an argument point that I haven't exposed to anybody yet, but I'm going to corporately check it today. But I think this issue is not positivity rate. I think the issue, and I will say this tomorrow with the governor's office, is hospitalization and deaths.
Right.
Because if we worried about the positivity rate during the flu season, they'd be telling me not to have concerts.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not comparing it to the flu. I know it's a more serious disease than the flu. But if you're not going to go to the hospital and you're not going to die from it, I think the level of concern is it has to go down, firstly. Secondly, we're talking in the first week of April right now. I'm talking about July.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking to have a concert tomorrow. I'm looking to have a concert in a few months.
Yeah.
There's no doubt the positivity rate will be way down because the number of people that are vaccinated are going to be way up, or at least the danger of of the disease will be way down.
And it's never going to be zero.
Right. Yeah.
Let's just face it.
Yeah.
This isn't going a year from now. And I can say, hey, no one on the planet has it.
Not one person.
No, so. And last Saturday, we gave 1,300 vaccinations at Oakdale alone.
Now, when you were you out there giving vaccinations?
No, I was in Florida on the beach.
He's monitoring.
Like, you know, you have a mask on, but you look like Jimmy Coplin.
A lot of people say that. Arm, please.
Well, how about instead of a shot, you give me some tickets?
Because, I'm very proud of the fact that we actually put this all together in both my venues. So,
yeah, no, that's tremendous. Yeah,
I do say we. I say our concert when I'm not the one on stage.
Yeah, no, it's no. I was, yeah,
I know that you say it's your show, and it really AJ's the star of it. So,
oh, absolutely,
that ain't happening.
Oh, without him, where are the laughs? All he has to do is be himself.
Exactly. Just look at the
screen.
He
doesn't even have to say anything funny.
Just watch Chaz and AJ TV. You'll laugh your ass off.
Right. That's what he looks like. In the box for a day.
Right.
Jimmy Coplin is on. We asked him to put together a list of his favorite albums from the 1980s. Jimmy?
Here I am.
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy.
Now, did you pick from the list from that website, the 25 best albums of the 80s, or did you do your own?
I did my own.
Nice.
Excellent. I love that.
Look at you.
You're a music guy. You got to do your own list
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Yep, I did my own, but thank you, Ashley, for sending it to me, but I did my own.
Oh, no problem.
All right. What do you think?
Now, do we put them in an order, or did I just mention them?
How many did you do? Five?
I did five.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Ashley's like my teacher. I did my homework.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's start with number five, and we'll count down.
Okay, number five is Sports by Huey Lewis.
Oh, nice.
I like that album. That's a good album.
Told you I'd be embarrassed.
Yep.
That is not a bad album.
No, there were no-nonsense band. I love them.
Well, they broke through with that one.
Yep.
What a massive commercial success. I Want a New Drug.
Yep.
Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul.
Heart of Rock and Roll Still Beating.
Mm-hmm.
The Thin Red Line, which is a great tribute to Vietnam veterans. And there's, Happy to Be Stuck With You. Is that on there?
No, If This Is It.
Stuck With You Is It.
That is an awesome song.
I love that song.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great album.
It is.
Great guy. Great headlining show at the New Haven Coliseum, if I remember correctly. We celebrated a lot that night because he was a Toads act at one point, and he grew to that. And a lot of hit singles. Sort of rock and roll I like. I admit to being a guy who likes what they call corporate rock. I'm a corporate rock fan. I think the more you hear this, you'll see that I'm a corporate rock fan. Because I like melodies and I like loud guitars, and that's just the way it goes. And he and his band, and still to up until he had to retire because of his problems with his hearing, he had the same band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's sad that he retired, not sad that he had the same.
Oh, band. Yeah, of course. Sad. His health problems.
Fine,
The last time he played Connecticut was at the Toyota Presents Oakdale Theater, and I saw that show with a group of folks from the station. It was great.
So this list is a bit personal because most of the albums on this list is something, as it should be with most people. It's top five of a decade. It's always something personal with the top five of a decade.
And number four?
Sports went 7 times platinum, by the way.
Wow.
And number four?
Number four is Back in the Highlight by Steve Winwood.
I love that album, and it was a great comeback for him.
Great comeback for him. Great album. Had a couple of Connecticut people on it, if I remember correctly. Huh. I think that Nile Rodgers was on that album, and Mickey Curry, I believe, the drummer from New Haven. I believe Mickey played with Hall & Oates was on that album.
Wow.
So Back in Highlight was a hit, Higher Love, and there's one more. You see it, Phil?
Higher Love, Freedom Over Spill, Back in the High Life again, The Finer Things.
Finer Things.
Finer Things was a hit, yep.
Great album.
But Joe Walsh is on that album, fan. Too.
Joe Walsh.
Huh.
Yes, Joe Walsh was on the album. I said James Taylor was on it. And also, I was always a big Traffic fan.
Yes.
And as most people know, he was the leader of Traffic. And the manager, a guy named Ron Weisner, took over Steve's solo career. and I knew Ron pretty well, and they allowed me to announce traffic at Woodstock 94.
What?
Yes, so I got up on stage in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and let's see if Phil could ever find this. This is a hard one to find, but if you find traffic at Woodstock 94, you'll hear me announce them on the stage.
Okay, he's on it right now. Yep. His fingers are moving.
Okay, well, we'll probably hear it in about 3 weeks, but that's okay.
We don't know.
But they came up and asked me to do it, which was really nice because they knew I was a big Steve Winwood traffic fan, and that's the only act I announced at Woodstock was traffic.
And while we're looking for, oh, wait, we have it?
Traffic!
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
By kind permission of Her Majesty the Queen, ladies and gentlemen, traffic!
That's it.
Wow.
Yep, that's it. I mean, they told me what to say.
But... I like how you say traffic.
Traffic!
That's, hey, hundreds of thousands of people there. I had to really get that voice out there.
But it sounds like you're in Stanford on 95 on a Friday.
Traffic!
That's how you have to say traffic.
That's the traffic you don't like. Yes.
Jimmy, where are you?
Traffic! Why are you delayed, Jimmy?
Outside the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on a Friday.
Traffic!
It's traffic.
We should cut that into our sweeper. And now Chaz and AJ Weather and
traffic!
That would be great.
That'll work.
We have 2 minutes to do three, so let's pick one that you really want to talk about, and then we could reveal the others next week.
Well, I'll go to number three. We'll keep the top two for next week, though. So number three was Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits.
Oh, look at that. That album comes back.
Really?
We had a big fight about this.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I didn't think it should be on the list, but, you know, you may flip me here with your reason for it.
Well, I thought that it was the type of album that continued a new sound, very guitar-oriented, melodic thing. I mean, Sultan to Swing's not on this album, but nonetheless, I thought that it was really an album that was quite different than anything. And again, I favor Connecticut people, and I don't know if he's ever been on your show. He should be. Jack Sonny was one of the guitarists in the band, West Hartford boy. And I thought that it was very, very special and very different. It was a big hit, and they had a couple of hit singles on it, too.
The MTV went to number one. I want my MTV.
And yes.
Walk of Life was a big, big song.
And Money for Nothing was on it, which is classic.
Same
song.
It's called Money for Nothing. Yeah.
And my favorite Dire Straits song, which is actually Your Latest Trick.
Your Latest Trick. Nice.
Really?
Which is my favorite Dire Straits song of all time.
Really?
Nice.
Have I ever heard this song?
Mine's Heavy Fuel.
Over 30 million albums sold, just that one.
Holy.
But you'll see, as I said, you'll see corporate rock all over my choices.
I like those choices. I can't wait to hear number one and number two next week.
Yes.
I pulled this story last night to talk about on the air. I did not know how the news cycle would unfold over the course of the show. So it's a story about pizza in New Haven and the Valley.
Yeah.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. And then we wake up to find that Gary Bamante of Pepe's Pizza, a member of the tribe, a close personal friend, passed away last night due to a heart attack.
A brother.
Just texting with him on Sunday.
Yeah.
And text with him multiple times a week. Just he hear something on the show, make a comment.
Always.
A tremendous human being. A giant teddy bear with a big heart.
Sweetest person in the world.
I will always remember the handshake because my hand would disappear.
Oh.
It would just be gone.
His hugs were legendary. You disappeared like, whoa.
Yeah. He'd pull you out of your flip-flops.
Damn straight every single time.
That's a good point because, AJ, you're a big dude. I think of you as a big guy. And when Gary would hug you, it's like, where'd AJ go?
I disappeared.
Right. Well, that's what you want in a hug, warm and squishy.
Yeah,
it looked like Gary had a Brillo pad coming out of his shirt.
Thank you.
He was very proud of that, too.
Yeah, he was.
That was his chest hair for a moment. Thank you.
No way.
It just reminds us that life is so short. And we just love him so much, and it's just so sad. He was so proud of his grandfather and his family and the pizza. And
So there's this story, and we thought it was going to be presented in a whole different way today. Now it takes on a different meaning. We all agree that Connecticut has the best pizza.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And now there's a battle brewing over which part of Connecticut has the best pizza.
Of course.
And I think it was more of, well, New Haven's known for pizza, but hey, the Valley has a couple of good spots too.
Right.
And there's this bill in Hartford to make pizza the official state food. And Aunt Sonia Mayer, who's also a personal friend of the show, David Cassetti, sent a letter to Hartford saying, hey, we got some good pizza over here.
I said, hey.
We said, hey.
Hey, what about us?
Hey.
Mayor Cassetti's on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Condolences to the Bamonte family and the Pepe family on the loss of Gary.
Yeah.
I met him a few times. What a great individual. And you're right. He had huge hands. Huge.
Yeah.
I remember him. Very real likable guy. Top notch.
Top notch.
Very top notch.
No question about
top
it.
Shelf,
so
yep.
Old school. From the time he was a child, he was in there pressing dough to
make
pizza.
Right.
Yep.
That's right. And I remember it.
So what is this deal that you sent to Hartford with this letter? What's
well, we
that
sent
all about?
The testimony for support bill number 5656, you know, stating that Ansoni in the Valley in Derby, between the two towns, Chaz and AJ, we got 21 pizzerias, all exceptionally very well made pizzas.
You
I don't
say
know if he's
pizzeria?
Ever had a chance.
It's a pizzeria.
Hey. Say pizzeria.
Take a pit stop at our pizzeria.
Hey. Okay, but the number isn't really the thing, right?
It's no, the number isn't the thing. It's the quality of the pizza. Listen, New Haven has exceptionally well pizza. It's the dough. Believe me when I tell you, it's the dough. I mean, and these guys in the Valley also replicate that. Their dough is very good.
So
I mean, in Roseland, Tipsy Tomato, Shafrio, Rosamina, and Roma, all here in Ansonia, are exceptionally well.
Roseland's in Derby.
Yes, right. Roseland and Tipsy Tomato are in Derby. So it's a letter signed by Mayor Zekin from Derby and myself sent out up to the house.
Okay. The house, the thing up there.
The house
thing,
representative.
You know, the yeah. thing.
The house.
Right, yeah. the house. You
the
know
house,
thing.
Yeah.
Right. I'm picturing the first words being, yo, Hartford.
Hey.
Hey.
Exactly.
Smell it, show.
Mayor Cassetti makes a good point that if you have five towns and there's 21 pizzerias, that obviously there are a lot of pizza fans in the Valley.
Right. You're talking less than 10 square miles between Ansoni and Derby, and we got 21 pizzerias.
Wait. First, it's pizzerias, not pizzerias.
I like
pizzeria.
No, I like pizzeria.
They got tomatoes.
You don't know how to say pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
You're making an argument
for
pizza.
When you go to Italy, that's what
pizza.
They tell you, the pizzeria.
It's a regional dialect.
Let me get a slit of the pizzeria.
Shut up.
But Anthony Hapkins, like a napkin for his pizzeria.
Right.
The double Z does make a T sound.
Okay.
Right.
Wait, so that's just Ansonia Derby has 21?
21.
Wow.
Just Ansonia Derby.
Just Ansonia and Derby has 21 pizzerias.
How many pizzerias do they have?
I can't deal with
it. I like pizzeria.
That's why it's bothering me.
I like pizzeria.
Okay, and this morning, like 3 hours ago, I was saying, what? Where do you go in Ansonia for pizza? Ansonia's not known for pizza.
What?
And somebody
I'll
called
send you the list. I'll send you the list. Yes. I got it in front of me.
Who's the best, though? In Derby, you just say wrestling.
I can't. I'm with Mayor Elliker. I agree with Mayor Elliker. You don't want to point out who's the best. I can't do that.
You don't want to pizzeria anyone off.
You don't want to piss off. You don't want to piss off the pizzeria. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I will say this for you. Roma always comes up.
Yes.
Okay.
Very well.
All right.
Very good.
Now,
very good.
If you have Roma and Roseland sitting next to one another,
the double R's.
Which one is your hand going for? Not your brain.
I'm going to split it. Nice. I'm going to buy a pizza from each one of them.
Wow, you alternate slices.
You are a politician.
Well,
I never thought I was.
He's a politician.
Okay, now wait. Now, Roma's in Ansonia. Roseland's
right.
in Derby.
correct, and they're about less than a mile away from each other. All you got to do is go up the street on Wakely Avenue and take a right onto Division Street, and you're there.
All right, let's conference in Derby Mayor Zeke. And look, if you're
–
I just hung up on the Ansonia Mayor.
Damn it.
Now he's really pizzeria'd off at me.
He's going to be pissed.
All right, we're gonna call him right now.
Yep.
Get him back on the phone.
Probably still talking.
Mayor, if you had to, and you know what? This is an argument that resonates in Stanford because you got Colony Pizza in Hartford because of whatever they have up there.
Yeah, traffic too.
But all over the state and Long Island, we all love our pizza.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Roseland.
I went down in Bridgeport for Famous Pizza. They were phenomenal down there, too.
Brewport is great. Oh, I love Brewport.
So many different varieties.
Brewport. Yeah. Best. Okay. So we love our pizza here in Connecticut. But you got Roseland in Derby and Roma in Ansonia.
Right.
Which one would you pick if they were both in front of you?
Well, with the history of, I'm partial to Roseland because I'm from Derby. And I know the other two mayors wouldn't say it, but I'm partial to them because I grew up on Roseland. The Roseland special, the sausage and mushroom, phenomenal. And he also mentioned Tipsy Tomato. They are excellent over there, too. And then Derby just opened up another pizza place down the road from City Hall, Derby Pizza. I don't know if it's – I haven't been over there yet, but I'm definitely going to go try one over there.
Okay. What's going on in the background?
Is there a child?
Sounded like a fight about pizza.
No, it was my chair.
Your chair.
It's not your chair.
Blame the chair.
You got to say you think pizza.
Right. Sounds like you have hostages.
Good.
It's a hell of a chair.
It was my chair.
How you doing, Mayor? Good, Mayor. How are you? Excellent.
Good.
See, all the commotion we got started. This was good.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
But I got to admit, Mayor Elliker was very gracious. Very, very gracious. Good man.
Oh, really? Because I have a quote here from him.
Oh, yeah?
He says, I guess you guys invited him to come out and get some pizza. And he said, to be honest, I've never needed to go to Ansonia or Derby to have pizza.
I know.
Because the pizza's so good in New Haven.
Ooh.
He's a politician.
You're gonna kick his ass or what?
Definitely the invitation's still out there for him.
Of course.
If he wants, I'll come pick him up if he doesn't want to drive out here.
There you go.
He doesn't look like a guy who eats pizza. He's too thin.
Seriously.
He's so skinny.
He looks like a rope with a knot in it.
He has a gasp.
If he had a pizza. If he had one slice.
Right.
You know what you do if you want to be mean? You get a pizza from Ansonia or Derby. You swap the box and see if he recognizes.
Oh, that's mean.
See, you let it out of the bag, AJ.
No, right? That was Phil.
Try again.
That was Phil.
We're working on that.
AJ, it's always your fault.
My plan's more devious and quiet.
AJ, you got to be more subtle.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate that.
Well, we thank you guys both for coming on and you got some great pizza over there.
Yeah, that's right.
And, of course, the tribute today is to Pepe's Pizza. We lost a legend.
Yeah, so yes, absolutely.
And then my condolences over there to the families, too.
Yeah.
Been there many a times. And, I've never met them personally, but I've seen them. And that's to the Pepe family, the Monty family.
It is so weird how sometimes things happen. And last night, this story came out. I immediately thought of, when you think of New Haven Pizza, you think of Pepe's.
Of course.
And so I thought of Pepe's. And then Jennifer and I, right before we go to bed, I say, you know what? We got to have pizza this weekend. And I thought, so now,
Yeah.
All right. Mayor Cassetti, thanks for coming on. Mayor Zeke, thanks for coming on. Mayor of Ansonia and Derby, appreciate you both.
All right. That energy there.
Pizzeria.
I like pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
Hey, pizzeria.
It sounds too much like spit. I think
pizzeria.
That's why I don't like it.
Pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
Oh, I love that guy. He's such a character.
He's great.
Yeah. Pulls no punches.
He is very fine with who he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care where he is.
Always ready to blame me, too, I noticed.
Yeah. You got to be more subtle, AJ.
I'm like, dude, that wasn't me.
That was hilarious.
My voice over here, goddammit.
Pizzeria.
I'm the one back of your pizzeria.
Yeah, you were the only one on his side.
And then I think we should do this. No, AJ, we shouldn't. I'm like, but no, I didn't say anything.
That is a brilliant idea. If we didn't talk about that on the air.
Yep.
We'd have to have the mayor in after all this is over. Hey, mayor, we
what
got
happened?
You some New Haven pizza.
And see if he notices.
I wouldn't do that to a Pepe's pizza.
Yeah, no.
You know, but.
Yeah, you don't announce devious plans. You just do them.
It was called a joke.
Yeah, but it sounded like this could actually happen.
Be
yeah.
Devious.
Yeah.
Right.
Something could actually happen. Mm. Kind of be funny.
It's called a joke. Chew your gum.
Yep.
Good morning, okay. Lisa Fisher.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, so nice to talk to you.
Wow, so cheerful.
Awesome.
She's a Grammy
that's so
winner.
Good. Oh, that's why I'd be cheerful too.
Grammy winner.
Grammy winner. With an evil laugh.
It's my good morning evil laugh.
Oh, good.
You do sound a little like a James Bond villain henchman with that laugh.
If you say goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Yes.
So, is weed legal where you are?
Sexy.
It is. And I, you know what? I didn't even know because I'm not really a weed smoker, though I've dabbled here and there. But, yeah, I went into a store to pick up some groceries and, well, not really groceries, kind of like some water and stuff, like one of those little corner stores in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I was just like, is that weed in your display window? That is the biggest oregano I have ever seen.
It's wild parsley.
Right. I was like, okay, we're here. And then I'm walking through the streets and you can smell the wafting of the greenery in the streets and folks just floating around. Yeah, it's been interesting.
You know, people, most people will smoke weed or whatever to feel better. It doesn't seem like you need anything to feel better.
Nice.
You
just,
sounds to me like you're cheerful.
I try to be. Sometimes you have to project what it is you want to be before you get there.
Right.
Because it's just been so challenging. So, dealing with depression and, trying to figure out why am I on the planet? You get to make choices. You get to think and go through the Rolodex of thoughts. And then you get to make decisions about how you react to those thoughts. So these days, in order to survive it all, I just make a conscious effort to make good choices.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah. So you were on stage with the Rolling Stones, or you did something in the studio with them, or?
I did both. I toured with them starting, 1988, was it? 1991. I want to say it was like 88. I started with Mick because he started with a solo tour because the Stones had broken up for a small amount of time. And then Mick had done a solo tour and I met him during that time, auditioned. And then when the Stones got back together, they decided to keep me on. I guess it was easier than auditioning more singers. And I ended up going to London to meet Keith and Ronnie. Charlie wasn't in the studio that day, but it was just so beautiful to meet them all and to get their blessing and to make sure that the energy was good, So it was
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I actually got together.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say something stupid that, I was at Disney World and, they have that thing where the robots do the different presidents.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's as close as you can get to, it's like, oh, wow, they're right there. You
exactly
know?
Right.
And there you are. You're walking in. It's like, wow, you're the guys on the money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're the guys I've seen my whole life, and now you're right here in front of me.
I know you people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're the guy on the money. I love that. No, I met them. I recorded that day, I think, on the Steel Wheels album. That was my first recording.
So wow.
Wow. Very impressive.
Yeah.
That was a great comeback album for them and a great tour. Were you on that tour?
I was.
Then I saw you perform live. Oh. I saw them at the old Shea Stadium.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 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 That was amazing. You never forget your firsts. It's always like.
That's the sound I made. I remember. Yep. Yep.
Was Shea your first show on tour with them?
I believe it was.
I think you're right.
After 25 or so years of touring.
You forget.
The stage and the tours. The venues are always beautiful, but what I remember most is the experience on stage or the look of an audience member. That's what really sticks with me. And so it all starts to become this home base that I constantly go back to in my Rolodex of memories, you know. Some indoor, some outdoor, some in the snow, some in the rain, some in crazy heat. It's just pretty amazing. That whole experience is great.
With the Stones on the Steel Wheels tour, did you sing any lead or background, or what was your role?
Mostly background. Benoit Fowler was the male singer, or it still is. And he really held my hand through the whole process because he was sort of used to dealing with the rock world, R&B, the soul, the world music, jazz, classical. So he has all these different fingers and different pots, you know. And so I was more like a background singer that would go in the studio and someone would ask me to do A, B, and C, and then I would try to do A, B, and C to the best of my ability. But for a rock group, it was a new experience for me because I was touring with Luther Vandross for a really long time. I had toured with Chaka Khan. So this was a little bit different. From Luther Vandross, it was more like very airte, very beautiful gowns and classy, and you knew exactly what choreography you were going to hit at what moment. With the Stones, it was a different kind of freedom. It was wild and crazy, and because Mick was just so explosive, you never knew what he was going to do. So it was like I was constantly on alert in a really fun and exciting way, you know?
Man, that's amazing. Just amazing. So I'm thinking that you were part of the opening of You Can't Always Get What You Want, that chorus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That we did Gimme Shelter. We did Miss You. Keith sang. It's just Happy was one of the songs he would do. And different tours, he would do different ones. It was just so magical. And for a long time, Mick wouldn't do As Tears Go By. And towards the latter years when I was touring, you know, I guess they were looking for a couple of new tunes to try to do live. And finally, he said he would do it, I guess. So I was just so excited because it was such a beautiful song. Because I grew up listening to Harlem Shuffle and Miss You. I didn't really know Gimme Shelter before touring with them.
Oh, wow.
So those are the ones that I knew more so, yeah.
What a life.
Seriously.
You know what I love about you is that you're such a great vocalist, but you were fine being in the background, backing up other singers.
Yeah. Yeah, the support energy. I love, you know, it's even weird, even in games, like if I'm playing spades, I love the partnering. I love watching someone else's play and trying to sort of sense and read their mind what the next move should be. Background singing is kind of like that sometimes. And it's also very paternal in a way because you're sort of cradling someone in an experience. You're supporting and cradling them through it. And there if they stumble and fall, and there if they don't stumble and fall. It's just a beautiful walk.
I could talk to you like every day until this show because you have so much to talk about. I really didn't even get to my first question for you, but you're such a great person and an amazing singer, Lisa Fisher. She's performing at the Ridgefield Playhouse Sunday, May 2nd. It's you and a piano guy, right?
Mr. Taylor Eichste, who is an amazing human being on so many levels. He was born in Menlo, California, teaches Grammy-nominated pianist. And I met him doing a gig somewhere just on the fly. And when he started playing, I felt like my heart was swelling and opening up because the way that he relates to the piano is like a father, like he, the way that he strokes the keys, it's very nourishing. And I think when he was younger, he had a sister who passed away from cancer, and it really shaped his emotions and how he looked at the piano and just how he felt emotions and shared it.
And it's a very special pairing, you and him.
Right?
Yeah. He's just sensitive and kind and so giving. And it's like a circle between us. He's just lovely. Beautiful.
How do you feel about coming back on at some point in the near future before this show that you're doing at the Playhouse? Because there's a million other artists we want to talk to you about. We want to talk to you about your Grammy. Tickets are still available, and this will probably sell out. So get your tickets now. Lisa Fisher, Grammy Award-winning singer, and just a great human being, coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse Sunday, May 2nd. Two sets, 4 and 7:30. We're linked up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. Pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mwah, mwah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.